Last week, it was announced that Nine Entertainment will take over Fairfax Media, a move which may be the most significant change to Australia's media landscape in the past few decades. But will this merger lead to the death of Fairfax's particular brand of journalism, or will it prove to be a way forward for struggling media outlets? Senior Research Fellow in the Centre for Advancing Journalism at the University of Melbourne, Dennis Muller, joins us now to share his thoughts. Good morning, Dennis.
Morning, Tom.
Now, was this inevitable for Fairfax?
Oh, no, I don't think it was inevitable. There was no question that Fairfax was in a very weak state, and because of that, it was unable to basically return decent profits to shareholders for years. And so it's been in play as a company. So I think something was inevitable, but I don't think that necessarily a merger in which Channel 9 takes it over was inevitable. It might just as well have gone the other way, where Fairfax took over 9, but that's not how it turned out. And so 9 now is the major shareholder. It's got about 51% of the shares. And so it's in the box seat. It holds the whip hand. And I suspect that the consequence will be that it will be the 9 sort of editorial culture that turns out to be the dominant one. So it could just as easily have gone the other way, but that's the way it's turned out.
So given that, what did lead to this this merger with 9 taking the majority sharehold?
Well, Fairfax was in a very weak state even before the digital revolution started to bite into media profits in about 2005. It had been badly managed since about 1987, when the youngest son of the Fairfax family, so-called young Warwick, tried to privatize the place, and he paid so much out to the shareholders to buy them out, he couldn't pay off his interest bill to the bank. So he got sold up. The company was auctioned. It's been through a whole range of different owners, different boards, a revolving door of chief executives. And then when the internet came along, the board was so incompetent that it passed up opportunities to buy in cheaply to the new online platforms such as Seek.com, which is a jobs site, Carsales.com. So they didn't really understand what was happening to them. They hung on to the idea that that housing markets and job markets and car markets couldn't operate without their huge Saturday papers in Sydney and Melbourne. And that was just nonsense. And so in the end, they finished up a long way behind the eight ball when it came to transitioning into the new technology. So they've been in a very weakened state for a long time.
Now, as you mentioned earlier, it's likely that this merger could cause the Nine's editorial perspective to take hold over Fairfax. What is at stake for Fairfax Media here?
Oh, I think what's at stake, not just for Fairfax Media, but for the Australian community, the Australian nation, is that the particularly the journalistic investigations capability of Fairfax will be weakened or will disappear. Channel 9 has got no record at all in the field of serious investigative journalism. They, every now and again, they'll come up with a good story, but basically we wouldn't have had a Royal Commission into child sexual abuse, we wouldn't have had a Royal Commission into the banks, to name but two, without the work of the Fairfax Investigations Unit. And I think that's the end of the business that's most at risk. But also their coverage of politics, the more serious, what we call the broadsheet end of journalism, I think is at risk here, because the Nine journalistic culture is a tabloid culture with all the benefits and disadvantages to the community that flows from that. I mean, it's a popular brand of journalism, but it's not the sort of journalism which brings about Royal Commissions on the whole.
I'm speaking with Dennis Muller from the Centre for Advancing Journalism about the Fairfax Nine merger and what it will mean for Australia's media landscape. Now, is it naive to hope that that Fairfax's, as you say, broadsheet journalism will continue as is?
Oh, it's very early to say, Tom. Very much will depend upon who's appointed to run the editorial side of the new business, because you've got a Nine chief executive, Hugh Marks. You'd have to think that it's more likely than not that it'll be a Nine editorial executive who ultimately runs the editorial side. And if that happens, then I do think it likely that the tabloidization of Fairfax will follow. But we just don't know yet. If it turned out that a seasoned Fairfax editor or someone with those values was appointed to run the outfit, then possibly the newspaper's editorial culture would survive. But there's another aspect to it, and that is that the chairman of the new organisation, which is just called Nine, is Peter Costello, the former Liberal Federal Treasurer and still an active politician. And one of the distinguishing features of Fairfax has been a charter of editorial independence, which every owner since 1990 has signed on to. What that charter does, it doesn't just give journalists license to print anything they like, but it does mean that they can report on anything, including on the fortunes of the company and its owners, without fear or favour, without the intervention or interference of the senior management. So whether Nine will sign on to that, they have said they will. Let's see whether they do. If they do, well, that's good. If they don't, then that's a straw in the wind that perhaps Fairfax's independence is in peril.
Now, this isn't hopeful for the future of Australia's media diversity. What are alternatives for other print outlets that then maybe merging with larger companies?
Well, there's been some talk of a merger between News Corporation, which owns the Adelaide Advertiser, for example, which is Rupert Murdoch's company. Been some talk of them merging with Channel 7. I don't know. I don't know enough about the business end of newspapers to know whether that's possible. But it would be a big mouthful for even for News Corporation to swallow. Apart from anything else, Channel 7 is owned by what's called Seven West Media, a guy called Kerry Stokes in Perth. Kerry Stokes is a mogul in his own right. It would, I think, be unlikely that he would easily yield up the power that comes with that. But people have talked about that. Otherwise, it's hard to see now what other big mergers might happen, because Channel 10, which was in play last year, was snapped up by the American network CBS, so it's no longer available. And there was a real chance that it would merge with News Corporation. So it's hard to see anything more on the scale. Well, there won't be anything more on the scale. There may be smaller regional mergers. We don't know what's going to happen, for example, to the Fairfax community newspapers. They have about 160 titles. A lot of them are quite big regional dailies in South Australia and Victoria and New South Wales. Lots and lots and lots of regional weeklies. And, of course, the suburban papers. So they're still available, because Channel 9 have said, look, they don't look as though they're going to fit into our new structure. So someone is going to snap them up, probably. Whether that will be a television channel or somebody else, we just don't know yet.
Now, if more mergers are to follow, or and just more broadly speaking, with the shrinking of Australia's media diversity landscape, what is the broader implications for that, do you think?
Well, the public have got a much narrower range of choices about the outlets that they can get their news and information from. We're down to about four big ones now. We're down to the ABC, Nine, which is Fairfax and Channel 9, News Corporation, and Seven West Media. They're the only four big ones left. So it's, you know, in a democracy like ours, that's a very, very high concentration of media power in a very small number of hands. And News Corporation is by far the largest of the commercial operations, because it has a newspaper monopoly in Darwin, Adelaide, Hobart, and Brisbane. And it has, of course, the newspapers in Sydney and Melbourne. They're not monopolies. So So it's a very powerful organisation, and it uses its power for political purposes. So the whole question of diversity is a very troubling one.
Will be interesting to see how it moves forward. Dennis, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning.
It's a pleasure, Tom.
Dennis Muller there, Senior Research Fellow at the University of Melbourne's Centre for Advancing Journalism, speaking about the consequences of the Fairfax 9 merger that was announced last week.